Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
Youth Station. Youth Station.
Islamite. Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salamu alaikum, dear listeners. I would like to invite you to IRIB English Radio, and this is Youth Station.
Salamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear listeners. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon you all. Salam, Sayyid Jafar.
Alaikum salam. How are you, Hassanain?
I'm good. By the way, dear listeners, I'm Hassanain from India.
I'm Jafar Sayed from Houston, Texas. So on today's program, we would like to talk about just silence in general and when and in what situations is it accepted and recommended to be silent and what areas it's not recommended to be silent. Yeah. What places is it allowed, is it recommended to be silent?
Maybe when you see the dignity of a mu'min is being protected by your silence,
okay,
in that place it is recommended to be silent.
Okay.
But so if you see that, you have, again, you have to look at the consequences, right? Like, what happens if you're silent at that situation, and what happens if you speak at that situation?
Okay. So you're saying you have to look a little into the future and see what...
Yeah.
What, like, can transpire from your scenario, silence.
Yeah, what scenario it is, and what could be its consequences. When you feel that, by remaining silent, the particular person's, that moment's dignity is saved, you should be silent over there. For example, someone did something wrong. You just simply don't have to tell, like, oh, I have to do Nahya's Munkar, I have to stop him from doing wrong. And you just simply shout in front of everyone. You're disrespecting him. Now, what you can do is you can take him to a separate place and you can explain it to him.
What if you don't have the time to, say, take him to the side and say something? You're forced to, say, talk into a crowd. I'm not going to say it's a really big crowd, but it's not like 10, 12 people either. There's a good amount of people there. Like, what would you say to the person?
You have to measure the parameters. Like, for example, let me give you a situation where you don't have a chance to meet him later on and clear him and correct him. For example, someone is preaching something.
Okay.
You observe that, he's preaching something wrong. And all his students are learning something wrong.
Okay.
Now you don't have a chance to take the teacher to side some time after. Then what you do is, you know, it's consequence. Now if you don't correct the teacher, what will happen? All his students will learn something wrong. Now what you do over here is, you stop him right over and correct him.
Like just right there, because, in the middle of, say,
exactly,
whatever.
Because over here, you have to measure what's important and what's more important.
Uh-huh. Okay.
One place, it might be saving someone's dignity. The other place, you know, you're saving
everyone's
number
dignity
of students, from learning something wrong or being misguided.
Okay.
Over here, what you do is you stop them right over.
Okay. So the examples you're giving right now are times where you shouldn't be silent, right? Where you have to take action here, right? You're saying,
yeah,
you know, someone's dignity is at...
Both the examples, right?
Yeah. So
when you have to be silent.
So the first one, you were saying that, look, you're standing up for someone's dignity, right? Mm-hmm. The other one, you're saying that, suppose you're in a class and the teacher is teaching in a way where, I don't want to say you're just like blatantly misguiding them, but you're warping their way of thinking into a form that you don't want happening to, say, the city or a country, right?
Yeah.
Or just in a group of people in general. You gave these examples for situations where you got to step up, you know, and not let this get out of hand.
Yeah.
What are situations where you shouldn't say anything?
Mm-hmm.
You should stand your ground. You see it happening.
Mm-hmm.
We will take a short break right now, and afterwards, we will get this answer from Hassanain.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
We are back, and I want to ask Hassanain, what situation should you be silent?
When you don't know, you should not speak. You should be silent at that moment. You just simply come and you just say something randomly. You can worsen up the things. Uh-huh. First, so get to know about the situations. First, get to know what's right and what's wrong.
Uh-huh. So you're saying don't react immediately.
Yeah. First, get to know about the things.
Read the situation.
Happening. Yeah.
You gave an example of, say, a teacher misguiding his students or giving the wrong opinion to his students.
Yeah.
And you stop him midway and tell him, look, this isn't right. You shouldn't be doing it this way.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They're going to go off of what you're teaching them.
Yeah.
You have a certain opinion on it.
Yeah.
And then you see its effect on the people around you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But that initial opinion is yours.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be right or wrong.
Yeah.
Right? You have a
But that's the most important thing, right? Nah, that's the most important thing. Your opinion doesn't matter. You like burger, I like pizza.
Okay.
That's a different thing. These are our personal opinions. But what matters is it right or wrong?
Okay. But everyone has their own personal preference towards it being right or wrong. Say, a third party person comes in, right? You like pizza, I like burgers.
Mm-hmm.
He comes in and he likes burgers too. He goes up to me and he says, look, you know, your idea is wrong. It's not correct. You know, I believe burgers are better, right? Something like that. Again, he's going based off of his personal opinion first, right?
Mm-hmm.
Say, because right now we're only three people. Now you bring in 50 people, obviously he's not going to go to each person and say this. But he's going to say it out to everyone.
If I give an Islamic example, when someone is talking about halal and haram, like things about being permissible and not permissible, if someone says that, you know, weed is halal, whereas you know it's haram. Now you know that he's preaching.
He's trying to get his idea out to the people. He wants other people to think the way he's thinking.
Exactly. But over here, his opinion doesn't matter. Over here, it matters whether he's right or wrong.
Okay.
Now, when he says that, he's preaching that, all the ones who are listening to him, they're being misguided.
Okay.
It's wajib upon you, it's compulsory and it's mandatory on you to correct him. You have to break your silence. You simply can't be quiet over here.
Okay.
Just break your silence and guide the people.
Okay, dear listeners, we have a concept in the West, and maybe in other countries of the world as well, that if you're silent, that means you've given your consent. You agree to this. Right? So, Hassane, I want to get your opinion on this. Do you think this is correct in every situation?
Believing the silence is consent?
Yeah. As in, if you don't say anything, that means you agree with it. You're okay with whatever is happening.
There are different perspectives, right? Like how you look at it, how you look at the silence. Some people assume the silence to be consent.
Okay. The idea in the West is if you don't, suppose someone asks you a question.
It's same thing in the East.
Okay, so that means it's a concept both in the East and the West.
Yeah.
That, look, you don't say anything, that means you're okay with it.
Okay.
But is this idea right in every situation?
If your wife asks you something and you're silent.
Why is he hitting me with the hard ones now?
If your wife asks you something and you remain silent, what does it mean?
It depends on how you're silent.
What does it mean? Tell me.
No, but that's what I'm saying. It depends on your body language when you're silent, right? I'm not going to say, oh, look, if you're silent every time, it means yes or no. It depends on how you're silent, right? The body language that you're giving off. In some situations, it means, yeah, I agree with you. In other situations, you're like, are you serious?
To understand this better, first we have to look, why do the people remain silent?
Okay.
For example, when your wife asks you something and you remain silent, it means that you don't clearly want to grant the permission. Or you just clearly, because you feel that particular thing that your wife is asking for might not be good for her.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with that.
Then again,
that's one way of looking at it.
And you don't clearly want to reject your wife so that she doesn't feel you're getting bossy over her.
All right.
So here, you remain silent.
When I say silent means consent, someone rebuts you. Mm-hmm. They ask you a question where you have to give them a reason why they are wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And you say nothing there. Right? That's where the saying came from. Say, I ask you, well, is there anything wrong with eating burgers? You don't give me a response on that. What does that mean?
Means that there's nothing wrong.
That means, what I'm saying is right then,
right?
Someone asks you that question, right? Now, if they're asking something and they want a yes or no answer and you give nothing, that's right. You could be looking at how that answer could affect them.
That's the idea of the whole thing, man. That's the idea of the whole thing. When you're not sure about something, you look at both the consequences. You just don't want to give a clear answer. You remain silent. You leave the job on the person who is asking you the question. You leave the job on them.
Okay.
And you let them decide whatever they want to do. Which is like, you know, which basically means you don't have... It won't create a big problem
Yeah.
If it's a yes or a no, they can do anything. You'll have the choice with them.
An open-ended response, in a sense.
Exactly.
If someone wants, say, the negative aspect of a certain topic, and they ask you and you say nothing, that gives off the meaning that, look, you're okay with it. That means there's nothing wrong with it, right? There, a lot of questions are asked that way as well nowadays. Where, look, so what's your issue with this? And no one says anything. He's like, well, I didn't hear a no. That means you're all okay with this, right? Now, is that the right assumption we should take from that?
Not always.
Not always, okay.
Not always, because, you know, if you look at from the perspective of religion, look, there are two types of questions, right? When sometimes you're asking a question and its answer is simply yes or no.
Okay.
So that's like, it's like more like seeking a permission.
Okay.
You're seeking a permission, should I do this or not? Am I allowed to do this or not? All the answer might be yes or no. And the other questions, you're asking about something. You don't know about something, you're not asking about it. Like, what's your opinion on this? The person you're asking the question, sometimes he's not sure about the topic. What he does is he remains silent. Or he simply says that, I don't know about it. What happens is, the guy who's asking the question, he gets really confused. Now he's perplexed. You know, it happens sometimes. Like, let me give you an example. If a guy asks his father, he likes some girl, he asks his father, Father, do you grant me permission to get married with this so-and-so girl? Now, over here, his father remains silent. Now, this really fets up the guy because his father is not answering.
Hussein, is this a personal experience that you're telling me about?
I've seen this more often, right?
Okay.
So, you know what I say, you know, the father should, they should have a clear opinion over here, man. So, they should just tell their son, like, okay, it's not your age to get married. That girl might not be good for you. You might get some other good people.
But realize this goes back to the statement you said earlier, right? By not saying anything, you're not hurting the person either, right? So now suppose you go up to your dad and you're like, Dad, you know, I like this girl. I want to get married to her. Like you ask him, so should I do it? And he doesn't give you a response. There are two things you can get from this. One, he probably just doesn't like the girl. Two, he might not think you're ready to get married yet, right? Well, you said both of these, right?
Yeah.
But now realize if he says no right off the bat, what's your opinion on it then? How do you take it?
Take your chance.
No, no, as in you go completely, either you, right? So there's two forms of this. You either just listen to them and you just destroy that option you had, right? That's one.
Yeah.
Right? The other one is like, oh, man. Forget what you're saying. I'm going to do what I want to do, right? You go complete rebel on it.
That's why I mentioned a point before. When you're silent, it means that it doesn't have extreme consequences. It doesn't lead to extreme consequences.
That's what I'm saying here.
Even if it's on any side, whether it be yes or no, it doesn't have extreme consequences.
That's true.
Like, even if you get married this time, not a big deal. There won't be any harsh consequences. Even if you get don't get married, there won't be any harsh consequences. That's the thing, right? So I would like to add the one thing to that where we say like silence gives you consent and it also gives you confusion.
Okay, that's understandable. With no answer at all, you're kind of stuck between two paths. Okay, dear listeners, that concludes our talk today about silence and when we should be silent and when we shouldn't. And tune in next time from IRIB English Radio Youth Station. We bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I am what I am because you made. I have what I have. My love is strong because of you. yes, I am braver. My defender and my savior. My giver and my taker. Abiding in silence with patience and guidance. Aware when I need you. The light when I seek you. Justice, forgiveness, the strength in my weakness and my love.